the entire bridge had gone deathly still. Colclosure swallowed again, his face starting to go pale.
No, sir.
Anyone can make an error, Ensign. But that error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. He raised a finger, and almost lazily, pointed. Pelion never even saw Rook move. Pietersen certainly never had time to scream. From farther down the crew pit came the sound of someone trying valiantly not to be sick. Thrawn glanced over Pelion's shoulder again and gestured, and the silence was further broken by the sound of a pair of stormtroopers coming forward.
Dispose of it,
the Grand Admiral ordered them, turning away from Pietersen's crumpled body and pinning Colclosure with a stare.
The error, Ensign,
he told the other softly, has now been corrected. You may begin training a replacement. He held Colclosure's eyes another heartbeat. Then, seemingly oblivious to the tension around him, he turned back to Pelion.
I want a full technical-tactical readout on the last few seconds of that encounter, Captain, he said, all calm business again. I'm particularly interested in his light-speed vector.
I have it all here, sir.
A lieutenant spoke up, a bit hesitantly, stepping forward to offer the Grand Admiral a datapad.
Thank you.
Thrawn glanced at it briefly, handed it to Pelion.
We'll have him, Captain, he said, starting back down the crew pit toward the stairway. Very soon now, we'll have him.
Yes, sir,
Pelion agreed, cautiously, hurrying to catch up with the other.
I'm sure it's just a matter of time.
Thrawn raised an eyebrow.
You misunderstand me, he said mildly. I mean that literally. He's out there right now, not very far away. And
he smiled slyly at Pelion.
He's helpless.
Pelion frowned.
I don't understand, sir.
That maneuver he used has an interesting side effect I suspect he didn't know about,
the Grand Admiral explained.
Backfiring an acceleration compensator like that does severe damage to the adjoining hyperdrive. A light year away, no farther, and it will fail completely. All we have to do is make a search along that vector, or persuade others to do our searching for us, and he'll be ours. You follow?
Yes, sir,
Pelion said.
Shall I contact the rest of the fleet?
Thrawn shook his head.
Preparing for the Sluice Van attack is the fleet's top priority at the moment. No, I think we'll subcontract this one out. I want you to send messages to all the major smuggling chiefs whose groups operate in this area. Brask, Card, Partar, any others we have on file. Use their private frequencies and encrypt codes. A little reminder of how much we know about each of them should help ensure their cooperation. Give them Skywalker's hyperspace vector, and offer a bounty of 30,000 for his capture.
Yes, sir.
Pelion glanced back down the crew pit at the activity still going on around the tractor beam station.
Sir, if you knew that Skywalker's escape was only temporary...
The Empire is at war, Captain, the Grand Admiral said, his voice cold. We cannot afford the luxury of men whose minds are so limited they cannot adapt to unexpected situations.
He looked significantly at Rook, then turned those glowing eyes back on Pelion.
Carry out your orders, Captain. Skywalker will be ours, alive or otherwise.